This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Overtime. It's the CNC Music Factory in here. Chris Miles, Chris Russell. Now, I know people call you Rooster, but you know what? Yes. I'm going to start calling you? I'm going to give you a hip-hop name. Rootstar.
The Rootstar. If only that was true. If only I was a star in anyone else's opinion, except for apparently yours right now, and my own devious mind. If only that was a thing. By the way, CNC Music Factory.
I once Sports saw, Factory here.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But I once saw them in concert. It was one of the... it may have been, Miles.
1978?
No, come on now.
It's like I'm going to guess the year, 1992.
No, because I was already in college, so I was definitely still in high school. So it was a 1990 thing, I want to say. Mm. Maybe 91. I graduated high school in 91. I remember liking this girl and wanting to, you know, like take her out on a date slash impress her a little bit. Look at me. I got CNC Music Factory tickets. And there were a couple other performers that were hot at the time that everybody on Long Island that was my age would listen to on this station called Hot 97, right? That was the most popular, you know,
hip-hop station,
top hit station, yeah. Whatever. So CNC Music Factory on Long Island, I think that was my first concert. It may have been my second. I can't remember what would have been my first, but I think it was my first.
You never cease to amaze me. The
right?
CNC Music
that?
Factory was your first concert.
Yeah, could you imagine the Rooster boogieing down?
I cannot.
The Rooster.
The Rooster. That's
boogieing
who you are
down
tonight. Tomorrow you can go back to being a rooster.
I can do whatever you want me to do. Whatever you want me to do.
You know what I want you to do?
I am here at your command.
I want to hear what's up with the Redskins' top pick, the quarterback that's coming to town, rocking number 7 for the first time today in rookie camp.
Yeah.
Dwayne Haskins. My man, there seems to be two different schools of thought on this, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's the, oh, Joe Theismann's your 1983 MVP, and, oh, he's the all-time leader in passing yards. How disrespectful. And then it's the, look, if you're 22 years old, Joe Theismann is running with your grandpa's group. You know, if you're a Redskins fan, you want to put butts in those seats, let the young guy rock the 7.
So I fall somewhere in between that because – while I have all the respect in the world for Joe Theismann and everything that he accomplished here, winning a Super Bowl,
appearing in two.
Exactly. Yeah. And suffering the gruesome injury that he did, which everybody will remember him for, unfortunately, more than the Super Bowl win.
Yes,
and I think that's
part true.
I think that's part of the problem, right? But it was a completely different era. And the Redskins, the organization, felt, okay, we're not going to give this number 7 to anybody. We're not going to give this number 7 really to anyone, but if somebody were to ask for it, if somebody were to be special enough to warrant consideration for it, we're not going to retire it, just like they haven't retired certain other numbers, i.e. number 21, very different circumstances with that, but we're going to not stand in the way if somebody wants to wear it, and in this particular case, Joe Theismann, who obviously can speak for himself, Sean Taylor's family would have to make this decision, I suppose, for number 21. We're going to let men be men, boys be boys. We're going to let one icon of the franchise try and sort it out with the hopeful potential future icon and star
but
of
see,
the franchise, right?
That gets to 2 points. You say hopeful future icon. Because
he's not there yet.
Is that the level of expectation
yes.
for Dwayne Haskins?
Absolutely. That's the
you,
level
you
of expectation.
That, yes,
that's the level
absolutely.
Of expectation they
and that's
the level of expectation Dan Snyder has. I don't think I would say based on what I've heard, I don't believe every member of the coaching staff and personnel staff would have that expectation.
Okay. Because look, I'm not saying that Dwayne Haskins won't amount to that.
Uh-huh.
But that's a lot to put on a guy who's not going to have weapons his rookie year.
Of course, but he wanted this. So Dwayne Haskins is going to have to live, Miles, up to the shadow that he wanted to fill in.
Are the expectations as high as they were with RG3?
No. No.
And that's kind of...
It's a different situation, but just let's concentrate on what we have here, right? Dwayne Haskins could have easily... Joe Theismann, even after they had an initial discussion, Joe Theismann could have said, hey, look, are you really sure you want to do this? Are you really sure you want to put that pressure on you where people are going to say,
exactly,
if he flames out, if he's a bust, look, see, they gave the number 7, which they didn't give to anybody for 30-some-odd years, to this guy. This guy was a clown. This guy sucked. And then you're besmirching the number 7 and maybe, to some degree, the beginning of the Redskins Super Bowl dynasty. Now, I don't know if I go that far because I don't care that much.
I don't want to go that far.
Right.
But that's the thing. What if he's not great and he's not a scrub? What if he's just okay? Should you reserve, let's say for instance, just in general for any player of any time period, when a guy gets drafted, shouldn't he have to earn that for a number that's not necessarily retired, but like, okay, you want to wear number 7? Rock this number, I don't know, 10 for a season or two. Prove yourself. And if you have the kind of rookie year RG3 had, go ahead and throw it on.
Do you think that when Robert Griffin was drafted here and was already a mega rock star long before he even got here.
Don't forget, his rookie season, he lived up to those expectations.
Absolutely. But if he wanted the number 7 at that point from Joe Theismann, if he wanted that number, he absolutely would have got that number and there would have been no questions asked and everyone would have soaked that up and Joe Theismann would not have even... I mean, he wouldn't have gone through what he just went through over the last 2 weeks. He would have given that number, and then it would have looked like the ultimate success story for a year and then the ultimate failure. And who knows, maybe we'd be back in the situation with the number 7. I don't know. But the point of this is you can't control what one's career is going to be, whether it's with your team or in the NFL, right? We all understand that. But what the Redskins can control is that nobody will wear number 7 or somebody will wear number 7. Now, clearly, they have not thought highly enough or nobody had requested. I don't know if that's true or not. I doubt it. Over the last 30 years that nobody requested to wear number 7, but the Redskins must have thought highly enough. Dan Snyder, more importantly, thought highly enough of Dwayne Haskins, who, as you know, relationship with his son. Word was that he was the only quarterback that Dan really watched and honed in on.
So what does
and
he have
then
to
on
do
top
to
of that,
that right?
made like, the pick.
What?
On top of that, Dan reportedly made that pick, right?
But for Dwayne Haskins in the court of public opinion.
Right.
In order for it to be, okay, you're wearing Joe Theismann's number.
Yes.
We're all good. Everyone's good with it. What would he have to do to make everyone good with it? Is it Super Bowl?
You mean to honor that number?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I would think
you just have to, okay, just be okay.
I mean, at some point, in order to truly fill whatever the legacy of Joe Theismann is, and to some people it's different. To a lot of Redskins fans, it is a great legacy. It is, as you mentioned, an MVP award. It is a Super Bowl win, the first of three. It is another Super Bowl performance.
Passing yards in
it is the most passing yards
still
in franchise history. It
most
is a
game,
gruesome injury that denied him the chance to further cement his legacy and maybe to win a second Super Bowl. So that is, I think, in order for Dwayne Haskins to now fulfill the pressure, the expectations, the legacy, the history of wearing number 7 as he did for the first time officially today at rookie minicamp, and that's why we're talking about this, Miles, I think he's got to, at the minimum, get to a Super Bowl. I think at the minimum, get to a Super Bowl, and I would also say this, not only get to a Super Bowl, but you damn well better be
good
a multiple-time Pro Bowl or All-Pro type quarterback.
So
a franchise-defining quarterback.
That, let's say he didn't rock the Joe Theismann 7.
Right.
Say, because that's what it is. I think anyone of a younger generation, maybe they don't have that respect for Joe Theismann that maybe they should as far as what he accomplished.
Sure,
here.
Because they didn't watch him.
Exactly.
It didn't mean
so
the same
that
to them.
But has he it just feels like he's added more pressure.
Of course he has.
Because if you're the 15th pick as a quarterback coming in, it's kind of like, well, you know, hopefully you're really good.
Right, right.
Hopefully you're really good. When you say, I'm going to rock the number of, you know, a top-tier quarterback from the franchise, a guy who won a Super Bowl, okay, now the level of expectations are higher. Now, all right, so who does this guy think he is? That's what some people say. I don't feel that way.
Right.
But the people that go, okay, who does this guy think he is? Now you have to kind of prove that.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Right.
When I see it, that's the first thing I think of.
He has to prove it. He asked for it. He has to prove it in a lot of people's minds who are skeptical of his request and his insistence on wearing the number, whether that's fair or not. I can tell you this. I'm not a big numbers guy. We're going to get into that as well. We're going to take your calls at 800-636-1067. When I saw video and I was watching, I think on Periscope or whatever that app is, some live video that Larry Michael anchored and hosted and Chris Cooley was there, and there was live video of Dwayne Haskins in the number 7, I thought it kind of looked weird. I thought it kind of looked strange, and I'm not even a big numbers guy. So we'll talk about that and all the issues around that. Now that it's reality, right, the Redskins made it official today, or late last night, I guess, for the first time that Dwayne Haskins would indeed officially, no questions asked from here on out, wear number 7.
Yeah, and wearing that number, looking at his rookie season, I'm going to tell you something that we're going to talk about next. You look at the best rookie seasons by a quarterback. Seven of the top 10 have happened in the last 10 years. So is Dwayne Haskins stepping into a situation where those expectations are raised? We're going to talk about that next right here on Overtime. Welcome back to Overtime. Chris Miles, Chris Russell here. And it seems like we got you guys fired up talking about Dwayne Haskins, the rookie quarterback who donned that number 7 today in rookie camp. Chris, should we take it right to the callers?
We should. Let me just say for the record, Miles, I don't care what number ultimately he wears. Numbers are just a thing to me. It's a thing that a lot of people do care about. I personally don't really care one way or the other, but it is a polarizing topic because so many people do care about it. And when you're dealing with a franchise legend, again, and a rookie quarterback in this particular town, in this particular organization, it is a big story. But just for the record, I don't personally care about uniform numbers.
Well, other people do.
Which is why we're talking about it. Let's do it. Let's get the show started with Nick in Fairfax, and then we'll get to Will and Jack right here on Overtime on the Fan. What's up, Nick? How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I'm great. I was just calling because, like, my thing is, if Haskins flames out after a year, no one's going to remember, or 2 years or 3 years, that he wore number 7, and it's still going to be Theismann's number. However, if he's awesome and he, you know, supplants some of the things that Theismann did, which is unlikely, I would say at this point, then it becomes a Haskins number. And in that case, it's fantastic that we have some new accolades from a new guy. And I just feel like, you know, it's a lose-lose. I'm kind of with you on, with the exception of 21, numbers are just a thing, you know?
No, and that makes sense. But here's what I would say, you know, you say if he flames out in a year, first of all, he's going to get, of course, more than a year, number one. But if he flames out in general, I do think there'll be a stigma attached to that number because that will be fresh in everyone's mind. That will be highlights of what people see. They won't see Joe Theismann running around in number 7. They'll see Dwayne Haskins, good or bad.
People don't see highlights of Theismann running around nowadays anyway.
That's true. But when people around here think of the number 7, they think of Joe Theismann. They don't think of anyone else, whether they see it or they don't see it. You see where I'm
going? No disagreement.
Yeah. Thank you, Nick. Appreciate the phone call.
I just think it's not a loss. I think it's not a big loss.
No, I would,
with him wearing the number.
Miles, you know, I agree with you on that in general, Nick. I mean, I'm not trying to kill the kid or anything like that. I mean, he has a right to ask for the number. Joe Theismann gave him his blessing. I don't think it's that big of a deal, but I also think he's not doing himself any favors by trying to knock down this door. I mean, and that was Joe Theismann's point. Maybe Joe Theismann was trying to do it out of self-preservation for the number. And his own legacy is that, hey, do you want to create this potential divide? Do you want to create this potential burden of expectations already bigger than, hey, you're the number 15 overall pick, you're the first round quarterback, you're the guy that the franchise has anointed as its savior. Do you want to do that? 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Let's grab another one here before the top of the hour. Let's go to Will in Greenbelt on the Fan. Will, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good. I'm trying to figure out who all these people are who care so much about the number seven. Neither one of you cares. I don't care. The last caller didn't care. I haven't heard anyone who cares. You've got to be in your late 40s to even have seen Joe Theismann play.
Right.
Joe Theismann's not in the Hall of Fame. Joe Theismann's number is not retired. And I'm guaranteeing you, you're vastly overestimating the, you know, the sort of institutional memory of Joe Theismann. People today in their 30s, they don't care about Joe Theismann or the number seven. That's my opinion.
Well, that's a great point in this sense. You know, looking forward, thinking, okay, what is Dwayne Haskins going to be? Time for a new generation to have the guy. I see their side of it, but also, like you said, no one cares about Joe Theismann, right? No one seems to talk about him, and maybe we should care a little bit more.
Wait, so you're siding with Will in Greenbelt that nobody should care about Joe Theismann?
No, I'm disagreeing with him in this
sense. Oh, okay.
I'm agreeing with him that people don't seem to care that much, and maybe that's part of the problem.
Right.
That as we're bringing up this discussion and you go back and look historically what he was for this franchise, that maybe we should care a little bit more and give him some more respect.
See, I think the greater problem is the just tremendous generational divide, right? If Joe Theismann had won a Super Bowl 5 years ago and then snapped his leg Alex Smith style, people would care an awful lot, I think. People still do care. The notion that people don't care about this, Miles, is a little absurd. People do care about numbers and jerseys and uniforms and histories and heritages, legacies and all that stuff. People do care. But I think what makes it harder for people to grapple with this or to really feel passionately is that, like you said, most people in our listening audience have not seen Joe Theismann play. I'm old enough to have seen Joe Theismann play. I was watching that game.
And to that point, I've been doing this a long time. Mm-hmm. You know who the first Redskins quarterback I remember? It's Doug Williams.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
Right.
So you have to be 40 or older
I'm 45.
Really remember him.
I'm 45. So that's what I'm saying. I think the furor would be greater if there wasn't such a big, huge generational gap and divide. All right, more of your calls coming up. 800-636-1067. Jack and Manassas, hang in there. Ed in Bladensburg. We're going to get into some other things,
too, right? We still have to look
at
like some of the best seasons from rookie quarterbacks to see what we're actually expecting of Dwayne Haskins because there are some lofty expectations with him donning that number seven jersey. That's up next on the top at the top of the hour on Overtime. It's all about respect. What kind of respect are you earning as a rookie quarterback? That's the question we're looking for with Dwayne Haskins because now that he's wearing that Joe Theismann 7, that's the choice that he made. That's the choice the Redskins have allowed him to make. And what does that mean? Well, historically, let's look back at some of the best rookie seasons by a quarterback. Of course, we know Peyton Manning in 1998, Andy Dalton, 2011. People forget about that one. Matt Ryan, 2008, great season. Dan Marino, 1983. Everyone remembers that. How about Dak Prescott? You know, little run pass option. That became part of our vernacular.
Right.
Andrew Luck in 2012, Russell Wilson in 2012. Cam Newton, 2011, but the one that I'm smiling at you, Russell, because here's the thing. The level of expectations for Dwayne Haskins were kind of tempered. You know, hey, they got themselves a quarterback down the line. This will be great. But as a rookie, you listen to all of these great seasons, and they've been recent. RG3 arguably had one of the top three seasons by a rookie quarterback ever. And if you look at the numbers, you go, wait. He wasn't such a great passer. But if you look at the last 20 years, Redskins records, he was 10-6. They've only done that 99, 2005 in his rookie year.
Right.
So he had one of the top three seasons record-wise for the Redskins.
Now, I would also point out he didn't play in one of those games. That was after,
one game?
Right.
One game.
You're going to point out
that he didn't play in one game?
I'm just pointing.
Don't make me Taylor Ham you.
I do.
Don't.
Okay, we got to get into this Taylor Ham.
No, we will after this, Rooster.
But he didn't play in one of those games in Cleveland, and he was pissed about it, which was part of the problem. Robert thought the world
should... Did you just go Jay Gruden on me? You just go Robert?
Well, that's his name, right? Robbie?
RG3. You know who says Robert? Jay Gruden, when he wanted to get under his
skin. No, you know what? You know who says Robert? His birth certificate. His dad. They would always call
that.
You think his mom and dad were calling him RG3?
Maybe. Once they had the brand and the merchandising. Here's a question for you.
Right.
Okay. Statistically, if we look at it, what was his impact? And RG3's impact was the way that it affected the running game. I mean, the Redskins led the league in rushing that year. Alfred Morris, 1,600 yards.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the basis. That's what made them elite as an offense. That was his elite capability. Well, we know that's not the threat for Dwayne Haskins, right? So in his rookie campaign, do we think he's going to be elite? Do we think he has the weapons to throw the ball down the field?
Well, what
are we expecting, I guess, is what I'm asking you.
All right, here's the problem. Before we get back to the calls, I don't know how realistic it is to have expectations because we have no idea when he's going to play. With Robert Griffin III, I remember specifically 7 years ago this weekend, it was my daughter was actually there. The Redskins were kind enough to allow her for her birthday to come out and hang out with us for the day. They did a great thing. Shanahan, Robert, all of them did a really nice thing, right? But Robert was anointed by Mike Shanahan the final day of the rookie minicamp as the starting quarterback, no questions asked. We don't know that about Dwayne Haskins, Miles. We don't know if he's going to start week one in Philadelphia. We don't know if he's going to start week six after they lose to New England, which everybody thinks they'll lose to New England, after the bye, which comes not until week 11 when they return. I believe it's week 11 after they play Buffalo in week 9. We don't know, quite honestly.
And that's the thing. If you draft him and you go, we don't know when he's going to start, then how is he rocking the number of a guy that's your all-time leader in passing yards?
Well, because it's what he can present down the line. It's not what he can present immediately. And if I know these people, like I think I know them, Jay Gruden does not want Dwayne Haskins to play anytime soon. And Dan Snyder wants him to play, if not week one.
So what's the option? Cole McCoy?
If not week one, Dan Snyder wants him to play week two, week three, Monday Night Football at home by the latest. If I know those people and how they operate, that's what they want. The option would be Case Keenum, I think more than Colt McCoy, because Colt McCoy has had 14,000 leg surgeries since then. Let's get to Jack and Manassas. I think it's Manassas. Is it Manassas? Yes, okay. It's spelled a little bit weird on my screen, so I wanted to make sure there was a town that I wasn't aware of. Jack and Manassas. Hello, Jack. How are you?
Hey, man. I'm good. How you doing?
Good.
All right, man. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for making it.
I just wanted to say, it's just kind of crazy how the pressure has shifted from being a first-round QB. It's more about the number now, and I get it. I mean, I'm young, right? I'm young, so
right. The
generational gap is there. But I really do have an elite level of respect for Theismann as a franchise legend. But if he's going to take it, that's fine. But also, it's done now. You know what I mean? It's done. All we can do is support the kid. And I feel like some people almost want him to fail, whether it's because of a number thing and they think he's cocky, or whether it's because of the University of Maryland thing. And I know a lot of people still hold a grudge for that, but we need to support this kid. What other choice do we have? He's our quarterback now. I get that there's some animosity with the number and there's pressure, but let's help this kid. Let's move forward. We need to be better.
Yeah, I mean, the way I see it is, I guess the way you see it too. Again, it doesn't matter much to me, quite honestly, if I'm being totally honest, right? But I think that was your theory, was Joe Theismann's, like at least his public presentation side of it, and certainly he didn't do anything privately to block it, and also the Redskins, which was, why start a firestorm? Why start any sort of resentment or bitter feelings? Why give any sort of bad foundation to the house that you're trying to build right from the get-go, right? Let's support him. He wants to wear the number. Joe is okay with it, whether he is really okay with it or not. Some people believe he's not, even though he gave his blessing. Whatever. He was okay with it enough. The Redskins were okay with it enough, and the kid wanted to wear it enough. And now you just have to support him and hope that, not that he takes him on a magic carpet ride, not that he winds up in Canton one day, but that at least he represents the number with dignity, pride, tradition, history, and some sense of accomplishment on a team and individual basis. Right, Miles? I mean, you got to do that, right?
I mean, that's the hope. So it's split down the middle for you and I. We can see both sides of it. And I don't know if I necessarily agree with one side or the other. I do think that, one, we need to be giving Joe Theismann his credit. You know, there are people that are like, who cares about Joe Theismann?
Yeah, that's the wrong
you
attitude.
You should care about Joe Theismann.
Right.
And I mean, I kind of look at it like it's time for someone else to wear it.
Even if you're 25, 30 years old, Jack, I don't know how old you are. I'm
22 years old, man.
Okay,
young
so
boy.
So you're in that demo that I'm looking at, right? You've never seen Joe.
Yeah.
You never even were close to seeing Joe play live in a game. Now, I'm sure you've seen video highlights, all that stuff. But you, it seems like, I don't want to put words in your mouth, it's not like you have no regard for Joe Theismann. You understand what Joe Theismann did for this franchise, what he means, and what he still means, right? I mean, that's basically
exactly.
The vibe
so
I get from you.
Part of a reason I have so much respect for Joe, like, obviously I didn't get to see him play, but just as an ambassador for the franchise and clearly how much he loves this franchise, like, that's really the mark of a legend for me, too. Like, you can do a lot on the field, but the fact that he still loves his franchise and is so involved all these years later, that makes a difference.
I agree. He was there on the sideline. He was there on the sidelines today, and by the way, he could have been a jerk and said, "No, you know what? I'm not allowing the kid to wear the number 7. I'm not comfortable with it." Now, I don't know if the Redskins would have overruled him or not. I don't know if they would have privately twisted his arm, but he could have, if he wanted to, whether he wanted to or not, he could have been an obstinate jerk here, I guess, or stubborn, or whatever way you want to label it. But Jack's right in that sweet demo that we were kind of wondering about with this divide of 30-some-odd years since people have seen Joe Theismann play and wear the number. Jack, appreciate the phone call. You want to get one more in here, Miles, before we move on? Let's do that quickly. Let's go to Ed in Bladensburg on the fan. What's up, Ed? How are you?
What's up, Chris? I'm doing well, besides getting up at 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah,
man.
You've got that early morning shift, man. That's not fun.
Unless
you're the Junkies and you're making a whole lot of jingle.
Huh. Well, that day will come one day.
Yeah.
You know, this is the pinnacle. This is the start. And you warned me about it. I learned about it. And I'm just going to take off with it.
There you go.
It's mine to lose. Here's what I got to say. I'm going to read off a couple of numbers to you guys. And tell me if you're surprised that I know them. 44. 28, 81, 36, 7, 17. I know all those numbers. I look at my history. I learn my history. You know me, Chris. I had an 80th year anniversary CD that I kept looking at when I was a child and even when I got older. I'm 28. I respect all the players that ever played. I respect all of them. I respect the numbers. Even Sammy Bell, his number's retired. I respect every player dead or alive. It doesn't matter. My thing is, it's a number. At some point in time, if it wasn't retired, don't you think somebody was going to wear it? I mean, some people are making it seem like Dwayne Haskins came in and said, nope, don't need to talk to Joe. I'm just going to wear it. He at least had the utmost respect, especially the family he's raised in, to ask the guy, can they meet? Can they talk about it? Can he get the, you know, authorization? It's not like he just did late homework and turned it into the teacher when he felt like it. You know, I respect him for even taking that. And I do agree with you guys. He needs to wear this jersey with the utmost respect, with the utmost dignity. Represent that number. And don't go out here, please, and do any of these boneheaded things that some of these other players do. But I think Dwayne Haskins may not start this year. I think it's best that he doesn't start, honestly. Because all the quarterbacks I remember drafted like RG3, even Jason Campbell I'll go all the way back to, when they started, they may have had one good year and fell out from there. If he starts this year, he has nothing around him. The only thing he may have is similar to RG3 is Darius Geis, Dwayne Haskins, and even Chris Thompson and Adrian Peterson.
Well, I think everybody's crapping all over Paul Richardson. I know he wasn't healthy.
Boy.
I know he wasn't
again?
Healthy, but Paul Richardson is a talented
He's been healthy
kid
one
if he
year.
Can ever stay healthy, Eddie.
Chris,
and
we did this before.
I respect Eddie's point of view. Again, obviously, the injuries are the biggest thing, and I know you hate Paul Richardson.
It's not that I hate him. You just overrate him.
Fine. I don't think I overrate him when he's healthy. Now, the problem is he's got to stay healthy.
Availability is the best ability.
And absolutely.
It's like if we're supposed to do a show together, and you're sick all the time.
I got it.
We wouldn't be friends.
I'm sick now, and
but
I'm hurting for the team, baby.
You're playing hurt.
I'm wearing number 98 or something.
We have to take a break, though. We need to get to this. We're
Eddie, I appreciate the phone call. Eddie. Always good to hear from you. Ed's a good dude. Big Redskins fan, of course. All right, let's do this.
We'll play a game.
You want to play a game?
Who's ready to play a game? It's Chris Russell.
This is a Chris Miles production.
The CNC Sports Factory returns.
I like it. He wanted to do it at 9. I said, no, Miles. We've got to do it earlier in prime time, baby, while the sun's still out.
All right, let's get the break. It's getting dark in here hanging out with you.
Miles is like, shut up, dude. Let's go to a break.
Welcome back to Overtime. Chris Miles, Chris Russell here. So we're going to get right into this. We're playing a quick game, and we want to hear from you, actually. 1-800-636-1067. And if you want to chime in on this topic, we'd love to hear from you. All right, Rooster. Oh, yes. Roostar.
Roostar.
That's
yes.
your name
Get
tonight.
It right, Miles.
If you could have one thing happen in sports before July 1st, what would it be? For instance, here's some things on the top of my list.
Just one thing, or can
you
we
get one thing, one wish?
One thing.
One wish.
Anything you want.
You can have this one thing happen
before July 1st. And you can't which go... is the start of NBA and NHL free agency. I know nobody cares about the NHL besides me. I do.
You
so
know
we're
what?
Not
Let's give you the
that.
Day July 1st. Let's give okay. you that day. So if it's free agency, that opens okay. Pandora's box a bit.
Okay, let's
All
do
right.
that. All
right, so for instance, draft Zion Williamson first overall.
Well, that would require you to win the lottery,
which is Tuesday.
Tuesday, and
you can catch that on the My Teams app on NBC Sports Washington as well, starting at 7:30.
There
I'll
you
be
go.
Hosting with Wes Hall and a few other friends. Chris
I think
Miller.
Hollywood Nick Ashew was stumping
He's
for that.
He's on that show as well.
We see, all you big TV stars now, I got to work with all you guys. You guys all have big, massive egos. You come in here, you try and take over the radio studio.
Really?
You try
I
and
give you the...
strong arm. You know, you're
What is that? What is? What, well, you look like you've never lifted a weight in your life. That's not a flex.
Never lift
First
a weight
all,
in my life.
I call you Roostar, and this is how you insult me?
Look, you know who Wes Martin is? Do you?
You don't know what Taylor Ham is. That's what I know.
I know Taylor Ham now. Wes Martin was the fourth round pick of the Washington Redskins from Indiana University. He benched 225 38 times, Mile. You know how many times I can bench 225?
Zero.
You're right.
Negative one. All right, so let's go. Top of the list.
I
Zion
could probably
Williamson,
get 225 up once.
9.2% to get him. That's at the top
right.
of the list. So
okay.
if you could have one thing happen in sports here in D.C. as of July 1st, because we're opening up free agency
right.
to that, what would it be? How about drafting Zion Williamson? How about this one? Nats 15.
So is that separate from winning the draft lottery?
Because
presumably
just say
if
win,
you win the draft lottery,
win the draft
you're
going right. to draft Zion.
Okay. Right.
And if
I was
going to
say, is it two different things?
This isn't Phoenix or Chicago.
Okay.
If someone wants to open up the discussion that if you get the first pick, you're going for Ja Morant, I'll just kick him in the forehead and we'll move on.
Not that John Moran is
He's
a bad
great.
Player.
I think for Phoenix.
You're taking Zion Williamson.
Phoenix and Chicago, I would take John Moran over Zion.
And you are Mr. NBA. I am not. I'm probably ignorant, is what I would say when it comes to the NBA. Even I would take Zion Williamson with the number one overall pick. How about that, Miles?
Yeah.
You like that?
He's no Bryce Harper.
So if you could have one, that's where you're going? Number one thing by July 1st?
Listen, let me explain something to you, Roostar, okay?
Yes.
If Zion Williamson came to D.C.,
yes.
let me just explain to you how happy I would be.
I think a lot of people would be happier,
first
especially
of all,
not just the people at Monumental, but a lot of people in the media would be happy because Miles, what does he do? What does Zion Williamson do?
Box office, baby!
He moves the bleeping needle.
Do you think he would instantly be
oh my
the,
God.
The biggest attraction
well,
here?
Instantly. I mean, listen, would he be a bigger star nationally than Alex Ovechkin? Yes, of course. In Washington, D.C., it would be a lot of hype, a lot of anticipation, a lot of buzz, a lot of energy, a lot of excitement.
So who else is
but
right now?
I don't think he could exceed Alex Ovechkin because Alex Ovechkin finally delivered
the Stanley
Cup.
I don't think
he's the
same talent.
Oh, I would agree with that. It's obviously
as
a different sport, different era, different everything.
I don't think he's the same.
But you know what I'm saying?
But it's like, just far as star power.
Right, like day one, nationally, the Wizards would be not only relevant, the I guarantee you the Wizards, how many times are the Wizards on national TV this coming year? Do
they
we
actually,
know?
They bumped it down. There were some issues with that once they started losing.
Okay.
But here's the point. They have a 37% chance
right.
at getting a top four pick and a 9% chance at getting Zion. while some may say that's
chance
not high,
is not
that's
bad.
Really
not
high.
Not bad. That's not bad.
To give you an indication, the
Pelicans.
I mean, it's
not good, but it's
the
not
Pelicans
bad.
Pelicans only had a 13% chance of getting
right.
Anthony Davis.
Right.
They got
and they
him.
Got Anthony Davis. That worked out well for them in a lot of ways, but then not in the end.
They kind of messed that
now.
Up.
Yeah. But here's the. All right. So you're.
I got another one.
So you're going with that, right? Look.
No, I got another one. I got one that's better.
What? One that's better than
actually,
that?
Actually, I don't.
Okay.
I don't. I have one
right.
more
so
realistic.
Here's what we want from you while I come up with mine. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Miles wanted to play this game. He texted me about it. He said, hey, I want to play a game at 9 o'clock. I said, let's bump it up. When he gave me the presentation, the whole shebang, right?
I sold
What's
you on
the
it, baby.
One thing that you guys would want in Washington, D.C., or if you're not even a Washington, D.C. sports fan, whatever your favorite team, whatever your favorite sport might be, the one thing that you want to happen, if you could change one thing, if you could enact one thing, if you could make one thing happen before July 1st, what would it be? Now, we need your participation to make this fun. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. You can tweet Chris Miles, the big TV star, at Chris Miles TV, at Chris Miles TV. You can tweet the lonely, slowly radio guy,
would it make you feel better if I switched my name to at Chris Miles TV Radio? Would that make us more?
I would make it seem like, you know, like you're more a part of the family. Like, you know, like you're this guy that comes in on the magic carpet every once in a while. Now you'll
Did
be
you
here
just
on,
call me Aladdin?
I didn't say exactly
I don't know
that.
How I feel about
I'm
that.
Just saying you come in on the magic carpet, right? You descend upon us. You light up the room. You bring a personality, a little.
Starting to scare me here.
I'm just saying I'm trying to patronize you after I criticized you.
All right, Roostar.
And after look, I called
here's
you
Here's what we're
going
to do. When we come back, we're going to hear what you
yes.
would like to have happen.
All right. One thing that I'm going to have happen before July 1st.
Or on July 1st.
But we need callers. We need callers to make this fun. There's, I know what most national fans would want, right?
Zion Williamson.
No, Nationals fans.
Zion Williamson.
No, Nationals fans.
Yeah, on a national level, they want Zion Williamson. Who said what? We look forward to hearing from you guys and hearing what Rooster has to say when we come back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.